As the current theater season ends, we search the 2018-19 season to see what looks enticing. Today, we look at the shows that will stop at ASU Gamut. These touring shows bring us recent Broadway hits, and the 10-show season includes a recent Broadway play, the Tony Award-winning The Humans. Since ASU Gamut's executive director Colleen Jennings Rogensack is the only Arizona Tony Award voter, she sees every Broadway production and selects her season to include the biggest Broadway hits, plus she encourages Broadway producers to tour unusual shows to give her season balance. The two biggest shows are the last two Tony Award-winning Best Musicals, a four-week run of Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton, based on Ron Chernow's book, and Fun Home, a look at Allison during three phases of her life based on the best-selling graphic memoir. Other shows include the recent Tony Award-winning revivals of The Color Purple and The King and I, Andrew Lloyd Webber's School of Rock, The Funny Something's Rotten, and the musical version of The Bodyguard. Special engagements include a 25th anniversary Les Miserables and Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. Jennings Rogensack wouldn't name any future season productions, but she said that current Broadway hits, including Aladdin, Come From Away, Dear Evan Hansen, Groundhog Day, Natasha, Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812, plus the hit Hello Dolly revival, are considering national tours and will probably appear locally. When asked if Bette Midler will be in Dolly, she said it was unlikely the 71-year-old star would tour, but Jennings Rogensack said the show is beautiful, although she hadn't heard any stars who may replace Midler on the road. Since the season limits most productions to 1 week and next season is sold out, I asked when Tempe may host Broadway shows for 2 weeks. Jennings Rogensack is cautious about season extensions since she mentioned cities that expanded to two-week runs but lost lots of money. For theatergoers waiting to see Hamilton but who didn't buy season tickets, the show is here for 4 weeks, so when the show's tickets go on sale, secure them quickly. A shift to Nearly Naked Theater's Bear production. The less said about this tired, cliché-ridden show, the better. The sophomoric exposé about growing up and finding your place in life is boringly staged, butchered by an inept cast of young newcomers, and filled with the most torturously inept tunes imaginable. The exceedingly lethargic production earns 1 star out of 5, although Bear continues through June 17th. Avoid it. For KBOC, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.